Participation numbers across the state saw a significant spike, and we continue to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Title IX. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. According to the Multisport Participation Survey conducted in the spring, more than 44% of MHSAA student-athletes play more than one sport. The survey covers the 2021-22 school year, and that's an increase from the previous school year. Total participation in high school sports in the state is also on the rise. The 2021-22 school year saw a 6.6% total increase over 2020-21. Despite total enrollment in the state suffering a decline. 23 of the 28 MHSAA-sponsored sports saw a year-to-year increase in participation, with 10 of those sports seeing a double-digit increase. Boys track and field was up over 27%, and girls track and field was up over 22%. Wrestling saw a nearly 12% increase, with a bulk of that coming from the addition of a girls' division at the individual wrestling finals. For more on multi-sport participation and the number of athletes through the years who've participated, please check out MHSAA.com. Game balls this week go to Muskegon Oak Ridge's Arturo Romero. The junior soccer player scored 6 goals in a 6-1 win over Fremont. Romero now has 28 goals this year, which is a new single-season school record. Clarkston's Ethan Clark. The senior running back ran for 206 yards and 4 touchdowns in a 62-56 win over Southfield A&T. And to Ludington junior Emma McKinley. She shot a 78 at the Whitehall Invitational, taking first place individually and helping Ludington to a third place finish.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mi-student-aid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
In volleyball, a rules modification that came about during COVID has been instated as a permanent change with overwhelming support from coaches and officials. Previously, teams would switch sides after each set, sometimes creating a traffic jam as players and coaches move benches from side to side. Unless there's a clear competitive advantage, there's no switching now. Coaches like having a dedicated home bench and the improved pace of the match. Things that would necessitate team switching would be less serving room on one end of the court, a window on one side with the sun shining in, or an overhead obstruction on one end. It's up to the official to determine if an advantage exists and if teams will switch at the end of each set, or stay at the same side for the entirety of the match.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Just go to MHSAA.com now to register. On June 23, 1972, Title IX was signed into law. In the 50 years since, millions of girls have participated in an MHSAA-sponsored sport, and that number continues to grow every year. We've celebrated their numerous contributions and achievements in a variety of ways this past year, and will continue to do so leading up to the 25th annual Women in Sports Leadership Conference in October. Today, we highlight Paige Miller. Miller graduated from Pawpaw, where she excelled in both competitive cheer and track and field. She made the Division III All-State team in competitive cheer, helping Pawpaw to a second straight runner-up finish. Miller is continuing in both cheer and track and field while studying psychology at Trine University.
And I've had some like experiences because like with my cheer team, we would do like tumble clinics or like clinics to help build up the younger programs. And then I'll be out at like the grocery store and one of the little girls from the tumble clinic will come up and be like, oh my gosh, you're a Pawpaw cheerleader. I love everything you guys do. You guys are so cool. I want to be you guys when I grow up. And it's an amazing feeling to like be someone that somebody looks up to.
For more information on the WISL conference or for previous Title IX at 50 spotlights, please check out MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll see you next week.